A few years ago, I was driving my car and the fuel light came on. You know, it looks like a little gas pump there right beside the E on the gas gauge. And I said, well, I've got enough time that I can do some errands. I had some things to do. So I kept driving and went home and got in the car the next time. And sure enough, the little indicator light came on again. I said, well, I better get gas soon, but not right this minute. And sure enough, ran out of gas and sat there by the road and had to call Katie. She brought gas and I got back on the road. The human being does not come with an indicator light that we are running out of gas. But still it happens. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll find out that we can be running on empty or sometimes completely run out of gas. In the gospel story today, Jesus is running on empty. He is knee-deep in healing. He has gone with the disciples to Simon and Andrew's house. As soon as they get there, they find Simon's mother-in-law is sick with a fever, and Jesus prays for her and lifts her up and restores her to her rightful place as head of the household. At evening, it says, the whole city has gathered around the door, and they brought all the sick and all those who are possessed with demons to be healed by Jesus and have the demons cast out. Sounds a lot like an emergency room in a hospital. All sorts and conditions of people, rich and poor, young and old, are gathered there. There's all kinds of things that might be wrong, and the doctors and nurses have to go through each case and figure out which is the most important, which is the most critical. They have to tend to each one, and they have to do it with limited resources. Not easy. If you're a doctor or a nurse in an emergency room, I know there's it's a temptation to just detach yourself a little bit and treat each one as a case and not get involved. Be just scientific and objective about it. But each human being is unique, and each person's suffering is unique. And you can't help it. By the end of the day, you're worn out, you're burned out, you're out of gas. So do you think it was any different for Jesus? I don't think he just went through the crowd and said a quick prayer and made the sign of the cross over each person. Jesus paid attention to each human being. He knelt down. He listened to them. He asked some questions. He entered into their suffering. And then he drew from within himself what the prayer that had needed to be said. And he pulled his spiritual strength up to pray for that person so they might be healed. It took energy. And casting out demons. Now, I'm not exactly sure what Mark means when he says there were demons. But whatever it was, you can be sure that it took a tremendous amount of personal power for Jesus to confront the fury and the anger that must have come out at him. And he would have to draw from deep within his reserves to be able to confront that power. So I think that by the end of the evening, all that healing and all that casting out of demons, Jesus must have been tired out, exhausted, burned out of gas. And one reason we know that is that Mark says that early in the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and he went out into a deserted place to pray. Have you ever woke up at 4 in the morning, all the conversations of the previous day going through your head and having to work all that out, and you just have to get up and deal with all that? I don't think Jesus needed any more sleep, but what he needed was renewal. He needed to restore his strength. And that's why he went out in the deserted place to pray. a deserted place. In one sense, I think that's just a place where no one else is. It's an isolated place where Jesus could be alone, an empty lot maybe, or a garden. But in another sense, that phrase, a deserted place, draws deep on the memory of Israel. It evokes the memories of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their stark encounters with God in the desert. And it reminds us of Moses and the people in the desert, and Moses going up on the mountain and encountering God on Mount Sinai. And it reminds us of Elijah when he was on the mountain encountering God. So when it says deserted place, Jesus was going out to draw on all those memories and draw on all that power of his people so that he could find strength from God, the strength of his people that comes from God. All our strength comes from God. You know, burnout these days is just a fact of life. You get to your job, even before you get to your job, you're plugged into this electronic matrix of email and texts and computer screens that just demand a response right now. There's things coming at you all day. Your boss is telling you to meet deadlines. There's competition with other people. Always there's some kind of interpersonal conflict. And by the end of the day, you're burned out. You're tired. You're worn out. But you still got to fight through the traffic, pick up the kids, get home, fix dinner, deal with family, do the laundry, get ready for the next day. And somehow through all of that, maintain a relationship that's healthy. It's no wonder the people get burned out. When our boys were 1 year old and 3 years old, Katie stayed home while I went to work. And most of the day it was fine for Katie and the boys. They had lots of things to do. They could go for a walk around the block or have a play date or go to the grocery store or take a nap or play with toys. But by 5 o'clock, all that was wearing pretty thin and the boys were getting cranky and tired of each other and starting to cause trouble, and they wanted attention from Katie just at the same time that she was trying to get dinner, because I'd be home at 6 o'clock. So she called that hour between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock the arsenic hour. Luckily, she got a job at the local library a couple of nights a week and on Saturdays, and the library became her deserted place where she could get away and have a quiet place. I know that retirement is not necessarily easier. I hear from people who are retired that they don't know how they ever had time for a job. You have volunteer commitments, family obligations, doctor appointments, things to do, and all that on a diminishing supply of energy, and the losses are adding up. Retirement doesn't necessarily mean not being burned out. In our Old Testament lesson today, Isaiah is talking to exiles. These are people who have lost everything. They've lost their homes, they've lost their possessions, they've seen Jerusalem destroyed and the temple destroyed. They've been forced to go into a foreign land where they're slaves to another people. They've lost everything. And they are saying, where's God? Why hasn't God saved us? Is there such a thing as a God? And from somewhere, Isaiah speaks to them. He says, have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not understood? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth and stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He does not faint or grow weary. Those who call upon the Lord will mount up like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and will not faint. In other words, all our strength comes from God if we only call on Him. Bill Reeder is a member of our congregation. He was here at 7:30 service this morning, and he wrote a book called Through the Valley, My Captivity in Vietnam. And in his book, he tells about how he was shot down as a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, 1971. He was badly injured. He broke his back. He tried to escape, ran for 3 days, got captured. He was forced to march for weeks and months under torturous conditions. He was imprisoned in the Hanoi Hilton for months until he was released. And what he says is that if it had not been for the love of his family, the love of his country, and the love of God, he would not have made it through. He learned that ultimately all our strength comes from God. Jesus got up, went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. We can imitate Jesus in finding a place to pray and to be renewed, to find our strength. One way we can do that is through contemplative prayer. In contemplative prayer, we find a place to sit where no one's going to bother us. We set aside some time, 20 minutes, and we listen for God. We sit in the presence of God. We let our thoughts drop away. If a thought comes, we let it go. Even 5 minutes can restore us. Even 3 minutes of silence with God can restore us. And what we do is we find that we are renewed, that we are at peace, we are reconnected with God. Life can be draining. Life can be exhausting. Life can burn us out. I know my car needs to be filled up about once a week. Thursday evening is usually the time I need to go to the gas station and fill up my tank. It's the same thing with my soul. About once a week, I need to be filled up again. So I come to the altar of God, and I stretch out my hands to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who died for me, and I'm renewed, and I'm strengthened for another day, for another week. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not understood? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth and stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He does not faint or grow weary. And those who call upon the Lord will mount up like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen.